While President Bush is challenging NASA to send astronauts to Mars, the next person in outer space could be you, if you have the money. More than 24 companies are competing to be the first private businesses to send a passenger ship into space, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Friends of Dr. Peter Diamandis call him a space cadet. The Harvard-MIT-trained physician and engineer has started a dozen space technology businesses, and he's often wished he were an astronaut. Over the years, he realized there were others with the same desire.
There's lots of people who want to go into space. The difficulty is that the spaceships don't exist.
Diamandis felt that private industry was more likely to find a way to make space travel affordable and available. Then, in the early 1990s, Diamandis got an idea after reading Charles Lindbergh's memoir, The Spirit of St. Louis.
And it talked about the early days of aviation, all of these prizes for faster, higher, safer. And Lindbergh, in fact, crossed the Atlantic to win a $25,000 prize.
Diamandis persuaded more than a dozen scientists and business leaders to put up $10 million. And in 1996, he announced the X Prize. The award goes to the first private company to send a 3-passenger ship into space. The competition has attracted people like Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, who put more than $20 million into Scaled Composites, a company founded by famed aviation designer Bert Rutan. Contestants like Brian Feeney, president of Canadian-based Da Vinci Project, see themselves on the cusp of a new industry.
Right now, the cost is very high, the technology is difficult, the risk is high, the safety questions are always being asked. It's sort of like 1925 in relative terms in the aircraft industry, and we've got a lot of growing up to do. But I think the big picture suggests that we're going to move into space and we're going to stay there.
Feeney, whose company has gotten backing from Sun Microsystems, is hoping he'll get a ship up to space before the end of the year. If his and other companies do succeed, it's likely to make space travel more affordable. That is relatively speaking. Dennis Tito had to pay $20 million to go up in a Russian spaceship. Feeney thinks he can get the price down to a mere $100,000. And if he does, there are people waiting to go. Philip McAllister, director of Futron Corporation, which follows the commercial space industry, says all their surveys indicate a demand for space travel.
By 2021, over 15,000 passengers could be flying annually, representing revenues in excess of $700 million U.S.
Right now, there are already more than 100 people who've put deposits down with Space Adventures, the space tourism company that arranged Tito's flight. But don't make your reservations just yet.
In visions of space exploration, the vision is larger than the reality. The reality is a more sobering experience.
Howard McCurdy, professor of public policy at American University and author of Space in the American Imagination, says he's doubtful a private ship will take off before the end of this year. McCurdy says people have been struggling to make commercial space ventures work for a long time. For example, back in the 1980s, businesses were enthusiastic about setting up commerce on the International Space Station.
There were thoughts of making the space station into a factory, where not only research could be done, but products would actually be manufactured.
That idea obviously went nowhere. McCurdy thinks successful space tourism will happen more slowly than some are predicting, and it may not be the XPRIZE winner who figures out how to make it profitable. Jeff Grayson, president of X-Core Aerospace, says his company is working on a commercial spacecraft, but they decided not to enter the competition.
We would build a different kind of ship if we were trying to be the first ones to do it, and we wanted to focus more on the commercial aspect of it than on being the ones in the history books to do it first.
Grayson is well aware that it's not always the inventor who is the one to get rich off an invention. But for the majority of astronaut wannabes, it's likely to be a while before the JetBlue of space tourism makes a trip to space an affordable summer vacation. Laura Seidel, NPR News.